You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy, and tonight we welcome back Tinchy Stratus.
Yeah, hello.
Hello, hello.
Are you all good?
I'm good, man. I'm all right. You cool?
Yeah. Now, last time we saw you was you did a web chat here.
Yeah.
And we discussed putting the Y in Strike instead of the I on your album.
It all comes crashing back to him now, Lucy.
Actually, funny enough here, I was like, when I was putting my album to my label and everyone, I was like, yeah, I'm going to spell the Strike with a Y.
Yeah.
And then, like, some reason, it just didn't look right. That's the only reason I didn't do it. I really did put it out there. I said, no, man, I won't use the Y.
I like that.
I was going to tell them the reason after it was out.
No royalties to you, Lucy.
No royalties for me. Damn.
By the end of this interview, we might have come up with something else for you.
You never know.
Yeah, definitely.
Full of ideas.
Seriously, the way it works.
Let's talk about the album itself. Mate, this is awesome. The lineup, you just pulled in everyone who's hot right now and gone, hey, do you want to be on my album?
Yeah, man. That's how I tried to do it, especially with a track Game Over. I felt like, you know what, like something weird, something dark and gritty where people are like, this is where he's come from. And then I'll put everyone who I like, listen to who's relevant right now. And no one's really doing it like that, man. I like creating moments, and I hope I've done that with this track.
Well, let's discuss Game Over, because it is huge. It closed the Mobos.
Yeah.
And you've got gigs, Professor Green, Tiny, Devlin, Example, Chipmunk, and yourself.
Yes.
It's a big lineup. Did it take a hell of a lot of organising to get everyone together, or are you pretty much mates with them all anyway?
Do you know what? Yeah, I'm cool with all of them, man, but it wasn't as hard as it would have. I thought it might have been, because first and foremost, that Ishii, the producer, is Swedish, and I went over to Sweden and I worked with him. I recorded a track. He's like, you know what, I got this beat. Can you do a little song over it? I've done a little freestyle, and then Tiny had a little verse on it. When I got back, I'm like, send me that beat. I'm like, nah, this is sick. I like this. And I'll put everyone together. I reached out to everyone, sent it to everyone. And then they had Pro Green was real quick, man. Told him that idea in the morning. He was on a train back from, I forgot where he's coming back
from. He was in Paris, wasn't he? He told us that.
Yeah. I think he was in Paris, and then he had it written by the time he got back, recorded and sent over. That's how quick he was working. So yeah, it worked. It came together real quick, man.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tinchy Stratus still with us this evening.
Yeah.
We played the brand new song, Second Chance, a little earlier in the show, back with Mr. Tyler Cruz. Is this kind of like a continuation from Take Me Back then, Tinchy?
100%, man. Like, Take Me Back, where, like, you know, when you might, in a relationship, do a few things wrong and ask him to be taken back, and then now we're saying we can't believe we got a second chance. Yeah, so it's like a follow-up, man. It makes perfect sense.
It's like you both had a ticking off from the other half.
Yeah, we had.
And exactly now they're like, all right.
And the funny thing about it is that when people watch the video, they're like, so there's loads of girls with you again, so you got a second chance and you're back to the same thing again.
You need to do another one
in a year's time with a different spin on it.
Yeah, maybe have a modelling competition where you decide which girl is the right one for you.
Yeah,
have like 10
that,
of them on walking down a catwalk.
Yeah, man, some more royalties for you.
There we go.
That's
you,
the idea.
You and Tayo sit down the end of the catwalk as judges, like giving them marks out of 10.
Yeah, you know what I think I'm going to do? I'm gonna need a new... You could be my new video director.
I'll do that. Yeah, we can work out a little treatment and get it all sorted.
Man. The Strider factor. There you
the Strider
yes,
factor.
Yes,
I like it.
You'll get royalties as well, yeah?
We're all in on it.
Eric Turner makes an appearance on the new album as well. We know him from...
Two songs.
Yeah, he's on two songs.
We know him from Written in the Stars. He's kind of made his impact with Tiny Temper lately. Did you meet him through Tiny, or was he your find?
Yeah, did you back him first?
I worked with Eric Turner a while ago, man. I worked with him when I first done Game Over on the first day. It was ages ago, and I don't know if he worked with Tiny before that, but I guess because his single came out, Written in the Stars, so I guess now it will look like as if I heard it from him and then reached out. But I knew Eric Turner before, man, yeah. I don't know when Tiny met him, but you know.
Why does he seem to be so popular with you guys? Because he's just this, isn't he, American, Canadian guy? Mm. He looks like a bit of a rocker. How did it all sort of come about?
You know what? He's Swedish.
Oh, is he?
He's American. He's based in America. They're back and forth, but the producer, Ishii, is Swedish. And when I went in there, Eric Turner, like, as his artist, he works with him, and he was over there. And we caught a real vibe, man. And you know what I mean? Like, I was like, you know what? Like, we had a track I was going to do when I got there. Then we changed it, like, nah, let's try something else. And then his voice, when I heard it, I was like, nah, this is a sample. Like, this ain't someone's voice. He's like, nah, he's singing it. I'm like, nah, it's not. It's a sample from somewhere. Then he came in the studio and sang it live, and I thought, whoa, he's really rocking. And from that, we've always had a connection, man. Yeah, he's a cool guy.
His voice is amazing. It just soars, doesn't it?
Yeah, man. It's just like, it's unique, man. And that's what I think, he's going to go far places, man.
Since you, pleasure having you on the show again, dude.
Cool, man. Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you again soon, hopefully.
We'll talk about royalties.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight we have the Saturdays.
Yeah.
Hey. Woo.
Well, that was almost like there was a firework display going off.
It was lovely.
Like to cheer for ourselves.
Yeah. Well, we would always give you a big clap.
It's very sad. Sometimes you just got to.
Totally.
Brightens your day.
Yeah.
So how are you, ladies, since we last had you on the show? Are you well?
We're good, thanks. Good. How are you doing?
Very well, very well. Molly, have you found the flat yet?
I'm having an absolute nightmare. And do you know what? I even put an offer in on somewhere and they're just still not getting back to me. So
damn them.
I think I'm not meant to move out.
Oh.
I know.
Now, there is a scene in the video, the walking across the street scene, which looked incredibly tricky to film.
Oh, what was
it
that?
Was quite difficult.
It was
very difficult.
We did it a few takes, that one.
To get the right space in.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the problem.
And you'd been rehearsing that. You'd been documented doing that on the Saturdays 24/7, hadn't you?
Yeah, and I was my face on the documentary was not best pleased that keep doing it over and over again. I was like, are we really going to practice walking again?
Do you know why though? It's because we were given like a whole day pretty much to learn that walk. We were like, I think we've got it by now. But do you know what? It actually did turn out well in the video, so you can't complain.
No, it looks brilliant. And walking can be difficult. People don't realise.
Especially in heels as well.
Exactly.
So,
Can I ask you, is one of the guys who's dancing in the background in part of the video one of the lads from Glee?
Really? I don't know, actually. Is he?
I think it's because Rochelle said he was, but then she said that the actual guy from Glee got back to her and said it wasn't
but
him.
It oh.
He looks really like him.
He's the guy that he danced for Madonna and stuff, and he can do all these amazing
stuff. Yeah, he definitely said he danced for Madonna. Is that him?
Is it Cloud? Is that his
name? Why does he say that?
It's too much,
then?
Alex.
No, whoever he is, he's really blooming good at dancing.
He was the dancer in the 4 minutes video. Not the 4 minutes video, the hung up video, who was in a shop with a fish.
I've got no idea.
Oh, really?
Fans. No idea. There we go. Anyway, crashing on.
Yes.
The Saturdays 24/7. Is it weird not having the cameras in your life, or are they back with you at the moment? Is there going to be series two?
Mm.
Well, there will be a series two, but I think we'll be doing that next year. It does feel kind of weird because we got so used to them being here. Mm. But now it's a bit like, you know, where's the camera crew gone? So, I mean, I've got to be honest, it's quite relaxing having them not here. But I think it was such a good thing for us to film it and, you know, for our fans to see what we do and
get to know you
like that. Yeah, exactly. So I hope we can do another series next year.
Yeah, I was going to say the relief must be quite nice in a way. I mean, I guess you get used to having them around, but...
Yeah,
just being able to sit down and not really care.
Exactly. And to be able to come to work like with no makeup on and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, you know, we did have shots of us without makeup on in the series, but you know, obviously you do look after yourself a little bit more when you know you've got a camera in your face.
Yeah, it's more of an effort.
I didn't. I have to be honest. You saw my bare face at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. Like Molly was really good. She'd always remember to like put a bit of foundation on and I'd forget and just start chatting. Then what do you know? When you watch it on a blooming Thursday, there's me with my bare face and spots just chatting about
what's
nothing.
She talking about? She's got like the clearest skin in the
no
world.
No, I haven't.
Now we were thinking, because of course the X Factor is on. I don't know if you girls been watching it much.
Yeah,
we're hooked, actually, to be honest.
We don't talk about anything else, actually.
So what are your thoughts so far? Who do you think could win it and who are you loving and maybe not loving so much?
I think it's time that Wagner goes home.
I know.
Yeah, it's time for him
to go. He's had his fun.
Yeah.
It's time to move on.
Yeah.
I love Rebecca.
Oh, she's lovely.
Yeah, she's such a good singer and she's lovely. I think she's the package, you know, she's just one of these, like, she sounds like she could have been huge years ago. She's just got that voice and so unique and... She's like a flawless performer.
And she's beautiful and also she seems to have a nice personality.
Yeah,
she's grounded.
She's lovely.
Oh. What about Cher?
Cher's my fave.
She was brilliant when she did
Stay.
Yeah,
she was amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Now, recently on the show, we challenged McFly to prove how macho they are.
Mm.
This evening, we are challenging...
It was all right, actually.
Yeah.
All right. Harry, funnily enough, seemed to be the most macho.
Yeah, he was.
Well.
So this evening, we want to know how sassy are the Saturdays. We've devised a series of questions, and we're going to find out by the end of it whether you are pure sass... Or just not, in fact.
Okay.
So Lucy has the first one for us.
Okay. If one of you ladies borrowed another pair of the other lady's heels without asking, what would you do?
Well, I can't anyway because I've got the smallest feet, so I don't fit into anyone else's, which is a shame.
Me and Molly share our shoes.
Una and I share quite a lot, actually. And it's fine.
And Michelle's
actually,
got Michelle's got the biggest feet.
I've got the biggest feet.
Frankie, Frankie's the same as me and Molly as well.
I mean,
so we us three can share.
Yeah, they're not huge.
No,
it's all right.
They're small feet. They're small, really.
Mine are a 7 or an 8. It's a bit embarrassing, but you know.
We can't share with you.
No, damn it.
Frankie, what's worse, a bad hair day or a bad skin day?
Bad skin day.
Yeah.
With you on
There's
that.
No hiding that. No amount of makeup, but at least you can cover your hair up with a hat.
Yeah, I completely with you that. I mean, the amount of times you just pile the makeup on, you're like, it won't go
having
away.
Having bad skin just makes you feel so unconfident. It's horrible. If you've got a spot, you feel like everyone's looking at it.
Yeah, exactly. And even if they're not, you feel like their eyes are gravitating towards you.
Yes, exactly. It's true.
Is it cool or cruel to dress up your pet? We'll ask Molly that one.
Well, I don't know, you know. I mean, I would like to get Alfie a little jacket for the winter, just so that he stays nice and warm. But I think, you know, there is a limit. I think you've got to make sure that they're always comfortable because, you know, they are little animals and, you know, you don't want them to get upset. So I think if they are nice and warm, then it's fine. But don't, you know, start putting them on rollerblades or anything.
And finally, to all of you, fish and chips or salmon salad?
Fish and chips.
Yeah, you passed the sassiness test.
Excellent. Thanks very much for coming on the show again, ladies.
Yay. Thanks for having us.
Best of luck with the song, and we'll see you again soon, hopefully.
See you soon.
Take it easy. Bye.
You're listening to In Demand.
Hi.
Hi, Pete. It's Alex and Lucy.
How are you?
We're
really
good.
Well. Thanks
How are
for
you?
Chatting to us. You okay?
Good. Yeah, I'm good.
We understand we get you in the middle of a shopping trip, maybe.
we're at Hamleys.
Oh, are you stocking up on toys?
Yes.
So, dude, we're chatting to you about your brand new musical project. Mm. So fill us in a bit about it and how it came about in the first place.
Yeah, absolutely. It's called Black Cards. And originally I'd moved to New York with my wife while she was doing Broadway. And didn't have a whole lot to do because Broadway takes up a lot of, you know, time. So
all time.
So I would go and hang out at my friend Sam's studio. And he'd kind of, like, been pushing me to, like, do something musically for a while. And I hadn't really given it much thought or that, like, I really wanted to do it. And we kind of came up with some different inspirations, you know. Like, I was really interested in exploring kind of, like, reggae ska tone stuff and obviously like some pop stuff, and he was definitely into like British electronica, and kind of mashing the two together. And while we were doing that, we had a couple of different people singing on it, and it just didn't feel right. And we were in the A studio, and BB, who sings for the Black Cards, was in the B studio, and we heard her singing and we're like, why don't we try her? And it just happened to be right place at the right time, I guess.
Okay, and before you go, when are we going to hear a single from you? When's that going to happen?
We're hoping for an album in the spring of 2011. So, I feel like a single, like, any time in the next month or so would make sense to me. But we'll see, I guess, as far as that goes.
Right, we'll leave you to your shopping, Pete. Have a great time for the rest of the time you're in the UK.
Thanks, guys.
And make sure you don't have too much luggage to take back.
Exactly.
Pete, thanks, man.
All right.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy McFly about with us tonight.
Yes!
It's been a while.
It's been a few weeks. Hi!
Just a few weeks.
So, what have you been doing these last few weeks? Fill us in. Obviously, Super City is now up and running.
It is. The city is finally open.
Yeah.
Whoop, whoop.
Yeah, that's great. It opened.
It's been our main thing, really, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been amazing. It's been really exciting for us, and I think for the fans as well. We've also done a sort of mini tour.
How many shows did you do in total then?
A whopping 5.
This is just like a taster of what's to come.
We basically, yeah, it was just, they were kind of like preview shows to preview the new songs to the fans before the album came out. So it was a really good chance for us to kind of you know, get an idea of what new songs the fans are going to like, because, you know, they hadn't heard any of them before.
And which ones went down the best, in your opinion?
None of them.
they hated them all.
To be honest, all of them went down amazingly, and it's incredible to see how many of them knew, I don't know how, but somehow they knew all the words to most of the new songs already.
Some of those fans are wily.
Slightly bizarre, they are. Yeah. No, but it was incredible, and like really made me realise how much I enjoy touring, and can't wait to get back on the road.
So what do you get when you join Super City? Obviously, we get access to your bedrooms.
I tried to get into Harry's room earlier, and it was having none of it because I haven't joined yet.
Get into my room?
Yeah. Well, I clicked on it and I was like, oh, it won't let me in.
We saw Dougie, you were playing the guitar.
I'm going to join up.
Are you a pioneer?
But we need to talk through how to sign up and that
kind
of thing.
You can still become a pioneer.
Is there still places left?
You know what? If you sign up and become a pioneer, you don't know the privileges you'll be getting.
Okay. Oh,
special treatment.
I'm in.
You'll be getting your Pioneer package.
Amazing.
Your Pioneer credit card and a signed Pioneer certificate.
Brilliant.
And what else?
You get all of our music for free. Anything we ever release physically in shops will be released exclusively first.
You're forever a pioneer of the super site.
Brilliant.
And we will be streaming all sorts of things live through McFly.com. Like last night we did a gig and we streamed it live through the website, and we're doing constant web chat, so if you
not only
join
that
in.
Stuff like when we're on tour, you get to come into the venues early so you can get the best standings, standing spots in the venues.
Get your own queue.
You get your own VIP entrance as well.
Oh, nice. Swipe your credit card to get points.
Yeah, there's all sorts going on.
It's like online shopping for Tesco. I love it. You swipe your card and you get points.
The McFly
but
Empire
that's
begins.
All for our citizens and the pioneers. So if you want to come and check it out, you can come and be a tourist to the day and see what the super site is all about, what the super site is about.
Well, we love the song. It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, honestly.
Thank you very much.
It's probably one of the most uplifting songs of the year. Every time we hear it, it just makes us happy.
Oh, thank you.
It's lovely.
Are you playing it on repeat?
Pretty much every night. Yeah. It's got a sort of festive feel to it without being a Christmas song, which is nice as well. It's sort of
shine those fairy lights on.
It's the light thing, It's the lights.
In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy McFly, still with us on the show tonight. We have a little challenge for you now. We are going to ask the all-important question this evening. How macho are McFly? We already know you're pretty buff these days.
But
there are certain
man.
Other questions that Lucy has devised to seek out the wheat from the chaff.
Dougie, do you leave the toilet seat up?
I don't ever lift the toilet seat.
So you just do it with the toilet seat down?
And then wipe.
But what about splashback?
just wipe afterwards.
Okay. I sit down to go to the toilet.
Oh, really?
That's Tom.
Tom, you've mixed this up a little bit.
That's so weird.
Don't be proud of it, mate.
It's a
really weird thing.
But I just think of it like you've got you've got a couple of minutes break to go to the toilet. Why would you stand there? Just
because it takes like 5 seconds to go to the loo.
No, it takes about 5 seconds to wipe up after yourself, but then you don't have to if you sit down.
Next question. Harry, do you know what a Dutch oven is?
Yes, I do. It's when you guff and under the duvet.
Yes.
Is that officially macho?
Sorry?
I think that's quite macho. Yes!
There we go. Point number one.
It's what a lot of guys do, isn't it?
Have you ever waxed your armpits? Tom?
Never. That'd be so painful. Never, ever.
Okay,
never
that's good.
That's officially macho.
How much can you bench press?
What do you bench?
What do you bench, big guy? That's what I pretty much do, just hang around in the gym asking guys what they can bench and then comparing it to myself.
I go, ha-ha.
And I say, I can do more, and then I play that snippet of Macho Man.
Well, like this.
Yeah. Pretty much.
This is for all of you, fruit or burgers?
Fruit for me. I don't like burgers.
I do love a
burger. I had a whole dream about burgers last night.
Did you?
Macho is that?
That is macho. That is.
I was running around in the dream looking for boat, and like there was some that are like all like dried out and stuff, and we were on a cruise ship somewhere, and they were just it was weird.
Sunita's decided you're officially macho.
There we go.
Yes.
One more time.
You're officially a nacho.
Nacho.
Thank you for taking our test.
Lovely to chat to you as always.
Thanks, McFly.
Thank you.
See you soon.
Love you.
We love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
You're listening to In Demand.
This is In Demand with Alex and Lucy. Tonight, it's amazing because we've got Gary Barlow and Howard Donald.
Yes! Yes!
Hey, here we are.
Hey, hey.
It's lovely to have you here.
It's amazing.
It's lovely to be here.
Okay. Let's start with The Flood. It's epic and just instantly classic.
Oh, we love it.
Oh, dear. Yeah.
Yes. It's huge. Great.
You know what? We haven't really done interviews yet, so it's nice to hear these comments.
Mm.
If anyone doesn't like it, don't tell us.
No one's going to say that, though. The instant reaction to the song, the second we first played it was, let's play it again, pretty much, because we just want it in our lives all the time.
Yeah. You're like England's most famous sons at the moment. Everyone loves you, and you're part of history now. This is good.
Oh, we're loving this.
20 years, eh?
And I
could have thought I can't believe
25 minutes on this interview.
I can't believe it's been so long. I mean, I remember being, 12, 13 years old, and I went to the first one of your gigs that I ever went to, and then from there on, every single tour was back again and again and again. All the pole winners' pies, everything like that.
Wow.
And then, of course,
you're one of the original fans.
I am, yeah.
Wow.
I used to cry at your concerts. My hormones as a teenager must have been running wild.
You must be 35 now.
No, I'm not that old.
It's a mystery how old she is, gents.
Is it?
Yeah.
And it was rude of me to ask. I'm sorry.
31.
I wasn't far off.
No, you did quite well. But what's so nice about being an original fan, I think for everyone who is to see you guys come back, because we always knew you were great, and then to know that you could get back together years later, and now with Robbie as well. How's he settling in, being back in?
He's great.
He's actually left, hasn't he, because he's had enough.
He's done.
These interviews have finished him off. He's gone.
Oh, dear.
No, it's been great, you know. I mean, for us, it's not such a new thing now, because we've been in a studio with Rob for about a year. So the whole bit of him coming back, he's part of the furniture again, like the rest of us now. And it is lovely. And it's been dead proud for us to step out this week into the limelight and have our picture tucked together. And it's lovely. I'm really, really looking forward to everyone hearing the record and really looking forward to everyone seeing the tour.
You must have been totally confident that everyone was just going to be unanimous in their, I don't know, excitement for you guys being back together as a five piece. Was there any nerves at all about it from you guys, obviously been working together for the last sort of 4 years or so, bringing Robbie back? Did you think there would any negativity at all?
I think you're gonna expect a bit of negativity from the people, from fans, you know, because obviously we've been a four piece, he's been a successful four piece, he's a successful solo artist, so you're going to get the small minority who are going to say, well, we think it's a bad idea, or we think it's a bad idea that has come in the group. But at the end of the day, I think most of the people are really up for it. We're up for it. And again, me personally, you know, there was a little bit of, you know, I was a little bit sceptical about it all.
Yeah.
You know, thinking, well, is it going to work? Because I don't really know Robbie. I didn't know him in them 10 years. I probably met him once. And
you're not mad on change, you are you? He's not, though, are you?
No, but anyway. No, I think it was... I think it actually was okay when we met over 2 years ago doing the Beautiful World album. We met Robbie back then. And since then, we've been meeting up every time we've been in LA or every time he's been over in England, and that's kind of where the meetings took place back then, and things, you know, friendships just grown and grown and grown, and we know where he's at, he knows where we're at, and it's a very positive feeling at the moment.
I mean, publicly, the relationship between Gary and Robbie is the one that's played out in front of us all.
Yeah.
But we forget maybe that there's three of the boys to consider as well.
Yeah, exactly.
Forget them. Forget them.
Well, it's really interesting for you to say that, Howard. I think that's
exactly. Because, I mean, the thing is, it's never going to be a bed of roses if you split up and then you guys get back together, and you did so amazingly in your own right as well when the four of you are back together. And, I mean, the circus tour was immense. It was fantastic. And all the albums and everything since. So there is going to be that bedding in. But it sounds like it's almost like you've done it in step by step, haven't you? Which, hence the album title, Progress.
Well, it's needed to be step by step because us four, I mean, we pretty much were out of the public eye for 10 years.
Mm.
And so coming back was quite difficult just to get our heads around what are we and what we're doing here and do people even want us here? And so, you know, it took us a couple of albums to sort of get our speed. And I suppose that was the point, that it was either going to happen or not, because we're at an equal place really now with Rob. You know, he's had success, we've had success. It's a good time for these two things to meet and try and do something together. It's no good when one's bigger than the other. It's the perfect time. It's 20 years since we started this year. What a perfect time it's been.
Now let's talk about the video, because you're there in your tight white shorts, all looking very lovely. And again, the video has that epic feel to it. What was it like filming it?
I think when you see a video, you don't actually know what sort of work goes into it, and it's not as glamorous as it looks like everything else, but we had a great day. It was the first time we've really worked together and done a video as a five-piece. And it was a straightforward one-day shoot. And it was we had to actually have a bit of rowing training a few days previous to that.
I was going to say, did your arms really ache by the end of the day?
Yeah, but there's a few little tricks going on in there, so we don't actually see. But we're really happy with the end result. And to work with each other, like I said, it was actually a great experience.
Have you kept the outfits?
I have.
Yeah, have you had to wear it weekends?
Sundays.
Ah, nice.
When you're relaxing after a roast.
Yeah. That's it. Put my rowing costume on.
It's amazing to have you all back. Thanks very much for chatting to us tonight.
Oh, you're welcome. Brilliant. Thank nice you. To talk to you.
Gary and Howard, thank you.
Yeah.
See you now.
You're listening to In Demand.